Good morning, Shell Point. My name is Garth Crundwell, and I'm the Director of Spiritual Services here at Shell Point Retirement Community. I want to talk to you this morning about change. Change is one of those words that evokes all kinds of emotion in us, doesn't it? Some of us love change. Some of us hate it. Well, for others, change is just a part of life, and you deal with it. Here are some of the more humorous responses to change that we often express or hear. I'm not stubborn, I'm just reluctant to change. I don't always adapt to change, but when I do, I prefer to do it begrudgingly. I'm not against change, I'm just not sure I can handle it twice in 1 week. I welcome change as long as nothing's altered or different. My wife, Avril, and I are well into our 43rd year of marriage. I guess if there was any dominant theme in our marriage, it would be change. Some of the change has been welcomed and amazing, while other changes were unexpected and not necessarily welcomed, but all have shaped our lives. Immediately following our honeymoon to Vancouver Island, off the west coast of Canada, the changes began. Completing a year-long internship at my home church, completing our senior years of college, completing 4 years of home ministry experience, and seeing the birth of our first two children. Then another move back to begin my Master of Divinity program and the birth of our third child. Finally, 3 years later, and a series of small moves led us to board a plane to San Jose, Costa Rica to begin a year of formal Spanish language learning, and our fourth child was born. A year later, we moved to Caracas, Venezuela to initiate our missionary career, and no children were born with this move. 8 years of overseas service and 3 home assignment years later, we transitioned back to North America due to some health challenges and landed in the city of San Jose, California, in a church restart with the Christian and Missionary Alliance. That transition led to a series of moves from California to Ohio, go Bucks, to Minnesota, back to Ohio, to Texas, before finally landing in Lorain, Ohio, where I served as a hospital chaplain for 9 years. I'm exhausted reliving all those moves and the experiences because there are so many stories wrapped up in each move. So while I say the dominant theme of our marriage would be change, I should really say it has been witnessing God's faithfulness in the midst of so much change. He has been faithful to provide our needs. He's been faithful to provide the comforting presence of His Holy Spirit in some trying circumstances. He's been faithful to watch over our family, who also had to endure the many changes. As you can imagine, change is taxing. Change plays with our emotional, physical, and spiritual resilience. As I reflect on change, I'm reminded of a man in the Old Testament who was called by God to make a significant change in his life, a change that would have left most of us questioning our sanity and questioning God's love for us. That man is Abram, whose name was later changed to Abraham. You know the story. The Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land that I will show you. I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all the peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abram went as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. Wait, did I read that right? Abram was 75 years old when God called him to make a change, a fresh start. We read further. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, all the possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan. And they arrived there. Abram traveled through the land as far as the site of the great tree of Moreh at Shechem, and at that time the Canaanites were in the land. The Lord appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." Wow. I'm not 75, and while we have not moved to a completely unfamiliar location, I'm not moving herds of sheep and goats and camels. I'm not moving dozens, if not hundreds, of people. I'm not packing up tents and belongings on the backs of camels or carried by servants, though we did pack up our belongings into 2 moving vans. But what most impresses me about this story is the fact that Abram appears to have obeyed unquestionably. The text simply says, "So Abram went, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him." There seems to be an implicit trust in his obedience. "God, I'm not sure where you're taking me, and I really don't understand why you're asking me to do this, but because you're asking, I will do it." Don't you find that amazing? Abram experienced God's faithfulness in the change he was calling him to. He experienced a fresh start. He was moving from the influence of his family and community to the influence of God over his life. He experienced God's protection and God's provision and God's promises. That's what happens when we step out in faith and follow God's leading in our lives, even at 75 years of age. Now, that's not to say that Abram didn't experience some challenges. He certainly had his share. But through it all, God remained faithful to his promise. Abram did become Abraham. Sarai became Sarah, and at 90 years of age, she became a mother. And all the peoples of the earth have been blessed through them. God has invited my wife and I to a fresh start, a new beginning here at Shell Point. There are challenges to receiving and following this invitation, but I am purposing to make this season of my life a fresh start, a fresh walk with God, a fresh investment in his kingdom purposes. God invites each of us to join him in the fresh things that he wants to do in all of our lives. Doubts will be there. Fear could creep in. "Lord, at my age, what can you do with me?" Someone has said you can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending. Hear the words of the Apostle Paul. "Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, according to his power at work within us." In the end, it's really not about you and me. It's about God. Our part is to be open to the fresh thing God wants to do in us and through us and make ourselves available. God's part is to make it happen. He will do far more abundantly than all we ask or think. Who's ready for a fresh start, a new beginning? What a ride God has in store for all of us. Thank you for listening, Shell Point. Have a wonderful day.